zu Nordlandstipsen aus Amt Bial Tal Tishit Tumsch Nuch Psyyla Tal Tishit Tumsch Amt Nuch Psyyla Tal Tid Qawas Tumsch Stla Akhan Tala Nusiyahu Stla Akhan Tala Nusiyahu Kaus chum tam stumik in chum nus. Nusi. Uyin no. Tsusham tschun o. Upiyas uyin no utkhalach tsh. Yuwakham. Tash khasam. Yitle qasamaw tsh. Estin as muku yo atish akha anch titsuich lech ishupch tsuski iq qadmo tita asli iqch qadmo tita asli iqch it ushan tsutin hitzhaq أخب مثلاش تلوك أخب مثلاش تلوك أخان تتقيته تتام إيلي أول أوتلان ميل تتلان معنات تواي أمال تشيس أخب مثلو تواء أواش تلوك تاناخ إيا ألان تتقيته Atshar tsu no at stok tokotat tatus khai sams tsu tun hits khak akha mchnatat tat khu ko tat stokoit tsus khai sams tisen sak tsu tun tsu wa awa un sims qilt bu khunchin Wilt buch und schon zu lwag, zult adg da achwa, zult adg lalach. Buch und noo. Wuuuuk, sin itz huig usta ut. Dash da ach, dash oust huigzam. Zun dem oust jöööööt, hun se dusch gata an. Dana wajal unch. Zul atps ootsch zul khani tamch zul ps moosamch kuiti tadim atps ooy khay tam ash mukkul aus shitlam tu intit khay akh am chiti intit zul khwaqti tam tit khay akh am aus shitlam wi aus mukku ويال ونخو ايد وعرفس خاني تم تفس موسم جيد بان تلقان ايد وش ايد ساق ساق وجمش وش ايد ساق ساق وجمش اوست اعنمن تتبا ماس اما قواتس خلا ام تنتمش تفس اولبسش Tui ausui, tad uskataan, meilti ausi ja kontkahan. Meilti ausi, tuhtsusta, tamtsusta aukunst kahan. Palalish kataan, Chitwan tist khuddam is chitwan tist khalas khaqtan. All gone.
That's all, huh?
That's all there. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, that's good.
Now, I have to tell you first in
English maybe.
All right, that's good.
Mr. Gorn, his little kid. And they were sitting down, him and his grandma. They're the ones getting kind evening. Then he got hungry. Then he started crying. And the old lady asked him, "What's the matter? Sonny, what's the matter?" He wouldn't answer his grandma. And he said, "Tell me now, what's the matter with you? You sick? No. You headache? No. Well, what's the matter then? You sleepy? No. What's the matter then? Tell me now." Oh, lady, she's getting scared. Then pretty soon he said, "I'm hungry." "You're hungry? What you want? You want your piece of dry salmon?" "But no, I don't want no salmon, dry salmon." "Oh," he said, "oh lady, I know what you want. You want your dry eggs, salmon eggs?" "No," he said, "I don't want that dry eggs, salmon eggs. But what you want?" She named everything, you know. "Oh," she said, "you want your berries?" "No," she said, "crab apple." "No, I don't want that." "What you want then? Tell me, hurry up." Old lady, she's getting warm and scared. Then pretty soon he said, he want hazelnuts. You know them hazelnuts, you know. Mm-hmm. And old lady, she said, you want hazelnuts. Well, you better go. Get your little canoe. He got little canoe, small little canoe. He said, "You fill that up full. You know where we put it away, that hazelnuts. You fill your little canoe, it'll be enough. Don't get too much. Just one will be enough for you." And Coon, he's so glad, he got his little fish canoe. Then he went. There he's my grandma telling me to fill my little canoe hazelnuts. I can eat now good. He was so glad. Then he went. He know where they put it away. And he took it out and he filled his canoe. Then he went little away and sit down. There he eat his hazelnuts. And a little while, all gone. Then there he said, tastes so good. I better get some more. Then he went back again. He filled his little canoe again. Then he went where he was because he got little rock there to pound his nuts so he can eat it. Then he sat down. For a little while, already all gone again. He said, "I ain't full yet. I better get one some more maybe." Then he went back. He do that till he empty all what he had. Then he start in another bunch. Oh, about half he eat that, and the crow come. Crow. Then he said, Coon, what you doing? You eating your grandma's hazelnuts too much. You empty that other bunch. Now you're going to start in another bunch. And he said, don't say that, sister. Don't say that, sister. Come over here, I'll give you some. And you taste how good that hazelnut's fresh. Fresh, we pick, I'll help Grandma pick that hazelnut. But she tell me to come eat some. And Crow, he said, well, Grandma tell you to get some, but he didn't tell you to eat it all. You had to fill your little canoe just once, that'll be enough for you for a while. But look, you empty that one bunch, and now it's over half again, this one here. And he said, you better come, I'll give you some. Then Crow, he went, really, oh, but tasted good, because it was fresh, it was good. Empty his canoe, then he went again. Then he filled his canoe, little canoe, then he went and eat it. Pretty soon all gone about. Then he thought, well, I better open that other one. And Crow, he said, oh, Coon, you ought to know not to do that, because your grandma, if she know, you're going to get good spanking for that, because your grandma, she won't keep that for winter. And Coon, he said, well, Grandma, she told me to come and eat it. Well, but Grandma, she didn't tell you to eat it all. She told you to fill that new little dish canoe. It'll be enough for a while. Oh, he said, you come over here, I'll give you some more. And called you, she went, this little girl that called. Then he gave her some, you know, and called, he eat it. Pretty soon he emptied that. That's a two now. And he know they got another bunch right there, close together. They got five bunch, them hazelnuts. They put it away for winter time. And he went and he takes some more, the other bunch. And Cole, he start talking to him to stop. Not for now. Two bunch, not for him. Oh, he said, I can't quit because it was good, because it was really fresh. He ate that, and he emptied again. Then had a three. Then he went another bunch. An old lady, she was home working basket. She was busy working, and she forgot. She forgot her grandson, where he went, where she was working. And he emptied that other bunch. Then he went to the last one. Then Crow said, oh, you're getting too much now. Grandma, what's she going to do? You're going to empty this one here for last time, there'll be no more hazelnuts for your grandma. You'll get good spanking after a while. Oh, he said, don't say that, sister. Come over here, I'll give you some more hazelnuts. And of course she went. I give her a little bit, you know, then she eat it. Oh, but really, it was good. And he emptied again, that's a five bunch. He emptied that all. Then then he thought, oh well, I better be going back. But you saw me and your grandma come and he'll catch me over here, then where I'll hide. I can't hide nowhere. And he went back and he left his little canoe where the shells, hazelnut shells, he filled it up and he left it there. Then, at once, old lady, she think about the boy. She said, oh, that's my grandson. I tell him to go get some hazelnuts. And then be sure he empty all our hazelnuts. They'll be all gone. We had a five bunch there, and all he know, if he start eating, I know he can't quit. I better go and look for him. And she got her cane, and the old lady, like me, she couldn't hardly walk. Then she went. Then she holler. Then she sing. Then she go in the road. She holler, where's my little grandson? Oh, where are you? Come on, come home. She talk good. And he went where we put the hazelnuts. The first one she went, it's all empty, there's nothing in it, even not the one. Oh, that's what I thought he'd do. Maybe he went at the other one. Then she went, the other bunch. It was really all gone, all empty. Then she's getting worried about him too. I wonder where he went. She hollered and walked and no answer. Then she went, the other bunch, that's a three, all empty. Then she stand around, look like two eaten over here. Where's the one bunch, hazelnut shells, and where's my grandson here? I can see his track. But this one over here, I wonder who could be. There she went, another one, before. She got there, it's all gone empty. All the hazelnut shells, bunch over there and the bunch over here. Oh, she said, two of them eaten all that. Then she holla, then she. Then she went to the last one. Just the same, empty, nothing, only two bunch hazelnut shells pile over there and over here. And that's where she find the track and little foot, little track. Then she's on her mind like a crow's track. But where we are, where we went, there she stand holla, 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 no answer. Then getting evening, then she went, start in going home. She got home, her fire out. Then she thought, oh, my fire out. How I'll make fire now. Hard time to make fire. Him and he always helped me to make fire, then we can get fire. But where him? Where he went? She talking about herself. Then she took the coals that together so she can blow. She see little something light there. She blow. Then cone holler. Oh, she said, Grandma, you fill my eye full of ashes. And it was him.
Wait a minute, I'll turn it over.